Lift up your voice wherever you are and begin to honor the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice. If the Lord has kept you till now, it means that God has a mission and a vision for you. There are a lot of people who have more than you have. The things you cannot afford, they can afford. The hospital bills you cannot afford, they can afford. But there are no more. That is why I'm telling you that you live by grace and God has a reason for you living. No matter who you are, I just want you to understand that God has a reason for your being. God has a reason for your being. So if you are alive, I want you to acknowledge Him and commit your ways into His hands this morning. And say, Lord, Lord, I thank you for the grace given unto me this morning. As I'm talking to you, some people, today they are counted among the dead. But for you and I, by the grace of God, you have woken up. See, between the hours of 3 to 6 a.m., so many things happen. Bible says in Mark chapter 1 verse 35 that Jesus wakes up when it is still night, before the sunlight will appear. He will go and pray. He will command the day. Yes, Jesus does that. People thought it is when it is 12 a.m. that is when we pray. I tell you, Jesus is our biggest example. Before we started this, we were doing it around 12 and stuff like that. But the Lord commanded that shift it to this time. And I have not regretted moving the service to this time, because a lot of testimonies, lives are being touched. I tell you, your prayer on this life is a personal one. Nobody, you are not in the auditorium whereby you will be looking at somebody before you pray. This one, it is your personal thing. You don't need to look at somebody before you pray. You don't look to watch somebody before you pray. This one, if you pray, you pray for yourself. If you don't pray, you don't pray for yourself. I want you to lift up your voice wherever you are, wherever your location is right now, no matter the time difference. I tell you, God has a reason for you. 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 I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. 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 Lift up your voice wherever you are, somebody. 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 I want you to honor the name of the Lord at this point of time. I want you to honor the name of the Lord at this point of time. Madakado shakariyata da 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 da. Lepre kapara bahando shakariyata brandiyata. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare lebrandiyatosa. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift up your voice in prayer and connect yourself to the Spirit of God. Connect yourself to the Spirit of God. Connect yourself to the Spirit of God. Connect yourself to the Spirit of God right now. Connect yourself this morning to the Spirit of God, somebody. I want you to connect yourself to the Spirit of God right now. Say, Lord, Spirit of God, wherever I am right now, let the Spirit of God take charge. Let the Spirit of God take charge. Let the Spirit of God take charge. Take charge over my iniquities. Take charge over my life right now. Wherever I am right now, may the Spirit of the Lord change the atmosphere. Kata kato shekariyata brandia. Liparaba kato shekariyata brandiata. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God. 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 Let the Spirit of God take charge right now. Let Hakata Marusha kadia tadadadada dosha. Marapaka padadosha tadia tadia dosha brandiata. Leke kedegedebedebosha braka padiata. Likara dosha kadiata madabaha. Marapaka padosha tadia kadiata. Lepre kaparosha padia dia konoboshe breka padayana. Marapaka dabadadosha kadegedebede. Rapaka padabadadosha kadiata dada. I want you to pray for the power of the Holy Ghost. Bible said, and their tongue changed, and their tongue changed, because the spirit of the Lord fell upon them like a tongue of fire. At that point of time, Bible said, they begin to speak in different tongues. I want you to pray right now. Connect your spirit to the spirit of God. Ratata pakata mrande katosha elepe kadiata manadada. Let the spirit of God take charge. Let the spirit of the Lord take charge. Let the spirit of the Lord take charge. Let the spirit of God take charge. Rakata yato shaka manaba. Rapaka padanoshe marapaka dada elepe katayata rakapa dabadada ratosha kadiata da eleke tayaka takadaba rapaka padadosha kadada eleke tayata padaba dekatakada rapaka dadosha kadaga rakata dadadada elepa kadada baha rapada katakadaba rataya padaba rekapa dabadosha kadada. Let the power of God, 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 let the power, 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 let the power. Something is happening. Somebody, if you can lift up your voice in prayer, I see an atmospheric change in the realms of the spirit, that the spirit of God is moving. Ah, let the spirit of God, 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 check up da 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 da, an atmospheric change now. Mirande kadosha diya kadosha ropoko ramba diya nebriya diya kiya dosha lepre kiya dosha kadegadegadehe lebando shama maranka padadosha kade lekadegadosha diya tadada. Let the spirit of God, 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 let the spirit of God. Somebody, you are praying right now, wherever you are. Bible said, when Jacob was left alone, somebody encountered him. I will tell you that there are things that encounters us. You know, when you sleep, it is only the body that rests. When you sleep, it's only the body that rests. The moment you sleep, your spirit does not sleep. That is why some of us, after sleeping, when we are asleep, you will see yourself somewhere. Even some places that you see yourself, the people that you are even among them, you don't know them. Sometimes the location you find yourself, you don't know that place. Sometimes you find yourself at a place whereby you are receiving things. And some of us, when we sleep, even demons come to sleep with us. before you wake up, you will know that something has come into your room. You are praying to God that, oh God, I declare that whatever that entered into my room, entered into my sleep, entered into my life, anything that entered me, anything that I encountered in the realms of the spirit, as the day was breaking, I reject it. Oh God, if it is of good, Lord, may it stay. But in every agenda of the enemy, in the place they called my spirit, in the place they called my spirit, in the place they mentioned my name, as I pray, oh God, may the fire of God, liberatosha, if you are in your room, if you are at your office, let the spirit of God take charge, reject any power that entered you, rejected the power that came into you, rejected the power that encountered you, rejected the power that come to have an affair with you. When Jacob realized that the spirit of God has encountered him, he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. So I asked, what if it's the spirit of the devil, Marika Parosha, in the power of darkness that has encountered you? I want you to pray, let the fire of God, 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 let the fire, 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 makata ta ta da ka da da da. Kataka no shaka da ba da ka da ba da ba. Leka no shaka da brande kapado shaba. Meka de ka do shaka da gal. Rakata ta da do shaka. Somebody prayer. I want to hear you pray. Pray with your spirit. Pray with your spirit. Whether you are driving, whatever you are doing at this moment of time, whether you are in the kitchen, whether you are in the bedroom, whether you are in your office, wherever you are right now, let your spirit pray. 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 No matter the time and your duration, let your spirit pray. Let your spirit pray. Let your spirit pray. Let your spirit pray. Makapatatata. Let the spirit of God. Hey. Let the spirit of God take its course. Makato shakatiata. No matter your location, no matter your jurisdiction, Malikato shakatiata. In the name of Jesus, beloved, you are praying. I said you are commanding the day. The first thing you are going to do today is the first Sunday. Some people are still in the Saturday, but I know very soon they will enter into the Sunday. Some have already entered. You are declaring, we are all declaring, that this Sunday, which is the first Sunday of the year, 2024, you declare that on this Sunday, may this Sunday work for your good. Somebody, you are making declaration. Bible said in Ezekiel chapter 11 verse number 13, Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 13, and it said, and the spirit of the Lord said to Ezekiel, son of man, prophesy. And Bible said, as he prophesied, Pelatia died. as you prophesy, something will change in your life. As you prophesy, something will change. As you prophesy, something will change. Declare into the day. Declare into the day right now. Declare into the day. Declare into the day. Declare into the day. Let the day hear you. Let the day hear you. Let the day hear you. Bible said in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, it says, when God created man, he gave man dominion over everything. Yeah, dominion over everything. Let the element of the earth hear you. Let the wind hear you. Let the sea hear you. Anything of the earth is under you. May you command it to work in your favor. Bible said when the people were going to war, the sun was still till they were able to overcome their enemies. I want you to pray and command the day. Somebody command the day. Command the day. Command the day. Ha. Ha. This is not the time to be sleeping. Neither is the time to joke. We are not here to joke. Neither are we here to play. If not sure, we'll be in our bed and be sleeping. We'll be doing something else. So it is a serious issue. We are not here to play with the enemy. We are not here to joke with them. We are here to encounter the day as spiritual people, as the Lord has made us up. Somebody send fire. Something is happening in the house. In the house of Rose right now. Rose, I declare that entrance from your mother's side that fights people. I see fire burning around you in a house. In the house. I see myself in effigy. Mano shekade. Effigy. Marakato shekade. I see myself walking up in a town called Effigy. Hakato shekade. Rakato shekade. Grandiata. Marakapano shekade. You are here. Your husband has been tied up. Your husband has been tied up. You are here. Your husband has been tied up. I see a woman releasing a man that has been tied up, but another woman. Marakato shakatata. Send fire. Mare katadon shaka de yatadon sha. Ora tatata. Rakapadaba. Hakatatatatata. The Spirit of God is working. Lika tatata. Mara tatu katusha. Lipre katikatata. Ratatatatata. Rakatabadabadaba. Rikatoshati. Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's yesterday I was praying. The Lord said to me that there is a woman here who has a court case. You have a court case. Yes, you have a legal issue you are battling with. It's a woman. You have a legal issue you are battling with. Maratatatatosh. A court case, a legal issue. The Lord said, I should pray with you. You are a woman. This is not a woman. You are here. Likaratatosha. Now, you are praying, commanding. You are commanding the ear. You are declaring that year, the year 2024. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. You favor me. Year 2024. Hear the word of the Lord. You will favor me. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Now you are declaring to the year again. Wherever you are, I want you to say this after me. Say, oh God, let your word manifest in my life. Oh God, let your word manifest in my life. Oh God, let your word manifest in my life. As I declare, so shall it be. Year 2024. Year 2024. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. You will favor me. 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 Somebody begin to declare. Yes, Lord. I tell you, something is happening in the realms of the spirit. If you can't feel the atmosphere being changed, then which means that you are not praying well. If you can't feel the atmosphere where you are, you cannot feel the tension, you cannot feel the power, you cannot feel the atmosphere, which means you're not praying well, which means that your spirit is not praying. I want you to pray with your spirit. Pray with your spirit. Pray with your spirit. Pray with your spirit. Let the fire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let the Spirit of God. Yes. Yes. Some of you, it is late. Some of you, you are sacrificing your sleep. See, it is very important to sacrifice something. If you don't sacrifice anything, don't expect anything. Don't be awake and pray. You must sacrifice your sleep. You must sacrifice your sleep. You must sacrifice your sleep for your children. I tell you, you can be successful, but if you're not careful, your children will make you unhappy. Somebody is asking, saying, I'm not ready to marry. I'm not ready to marry. But I tell you, when we were young, they say, pray for your marriage. Pray for your marriage. We never listened. We thought we were just young and we are not prepared to marry. But I tell you, if you have listened by now, Katosha, I said, pray into the year. Command the year to listen to you. Year 2024, hear the word of the Lord. You fear me. Somebody pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, we are still praying. I see a man being tied down, and another woman is trying to untie the woman. Thank you, Jesus. 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 And another woman is trying so hard to untie the woman. What I saw is that one woman is standing somewhere and watching, and she is vomiting smoke. Dark smoke. Dark smoke is coming out of her mouth. See, so somebody here, your husband has been tied down by another woman. Your husband has been tied down by another woman. Your husband has been tied down by another woman. I just brought this in because this is what the Lord has revealed to me once again. You are praying. Everybody and what God wants to do in their lives. But this one is serious. If you are not careful, the way he's been tied down, it means that they are waiting for his day to slaughter him. Listen, they are waiting for the day they will slaughter him. They are waiting for the day they will kill him. They are waiting for the day they will kill him. Another woman has tied the man down. We will all help this man in prayer and say, God, release this man. Release your son. Any woman that has tied another man down, waiting to the day they will kill him, oh God, may you deliver him in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. I will not stay in the holy place. I
yes, yes.
Now, you are sending a strong message now to those who fought you last year. And you are putting an embargo on them. This declaration, whether they like it or not, this year is your year of manifestation. Yes, you are putting an embargo on them and telling them, if any of them tries to slow you down this year, you are putting an embargo of death on them. They will not see the light of day. In the name of Jesus, those who decided to destroy you last year, they were not able to succeed. They entered into the year with you. Instead of them to repent and receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, they said no, their role is to disturb you. You say, if they say it is over their dead body, may they die. Kaparo shaka da 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 da. Declare that this year is your year of manifestation. This year is our year. We are walking with God, and every battle is in the house of the Lord. Somebody declare, you are declaring, if they come in a human form, anytime they see you, may they get blind, may they have eye itches, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Kato shakati yata wada dada. Marata kada wada ba. Ah! Kato shakata kada dada. Marata kada dada. Jesus. Now, you are praying. You are saying, oh God, whatever I prayed for last year that I couldn't receive, oh God, this year, 2024, as the year has started, I give myself less than 2 months for you to manifest quickly. Manifest quickly. You are praying, say, you wish of my life. I declare, come to me. Come to me. You. You, my testimony of praise. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Manifest now. Somebody pray. Manifest now. Pray with the Spirit of God. 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 If you don't understand the prayer point, now hear me. You are making declarations and you are pronouncing prophetic words into your life. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse number 1-5. It said, and the Lord took me to a place, and I saw 25 men. This prayer, I saw 25 men, And the Lord said to me, these men are the men of the town. And they have said to themselves that the town is the pot, and they are the meat in the soup. Until they progress, until they make the decisions, nobody. And Bible said, and he saw, Ezekiel saw some members of his family part of it. And the Lord said to him, Ezekiel, son of man, prophesy, prophesy. And Bible said, as he prophesied, somebody, you are going to make as you prophesy, something will happen. If somebody want to curse you, they use your tongue. They want to curse you. If someone want to bring you down, they use their tongue. I tell you, you will also use the power in your tongue. You will also use the power in your tongue and turn things around. Then the Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the gate of the house of the Lord that faces his. There at the entrance of the gate were 25 men. And I saw among them Jazaniah, son of Azor, and Palatiah, son of Benaiah, leaders of the people. The Lord said to me, son of man, these are the men who are plotting evil and giving wicked advice in this city. They say, haven't our houses been recently, rebuilt? This city is a port, and we are the meat in it. Verse number 4. Therefore, prophesy against them. Prophesy against them. Prophesy, son of man. Prophesy. Then the Spirit of the Lord lifted me. The Spirit of God came upon me, and he told me to say, this is what the Lord says. Now, verse number 13 is very powerful. Verse number 13. Now, as I was prophesying, Pelatiah, son of Benaiah, died. You are going to prophesy. Now, say after me, say, oh God, I declare that every hindrance ahead of me, any plot ahead of me, every evil counsel, every conspiracy in this year concerning me, I declare, may it cut fire now in the name of Jesus. Now lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. This is the last prayer for the first session. This is the last prayer for the first session. Pakato shakati yatata. Rekatakadakadabodoshapa. Rakatatada. Rataya kadoshakade. Marakapada bakatadoshakade. Rakatatata. Lift up your voice in prayer. 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 Kabadosha. Son of man, prophesy. Son of man, prophesy. Son of man, prophesy. Now somebody lift up your voice and begin to thank the Lord for an answered prayer this morning. Say, Lord, I thank you that my prayer has been answered. Asade yo nyame no no. Abanta mpa nyame no no. Nyamia otiasi. Aye aye aye. Aye.
Aye, 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 aye.
Somebody lift up your voice and begin to honor the name of the Lord. Thank the Lord by faith. This is faith assembly. We move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. Because we have Jesus Christ, and we are born for a purpose. I move by faith, I take by faith, and I do by faith. Because I have Jesus Christ, and I am born for a purpose. Yes. This is faith assembly. We declare and we take things by faith. We move by faith. What you cannot see, we see them and we grab them. What you cannot see happening, we see them. Marata tata. What you say it will not happen, we will say it will happen. Maraka badaba. What you don't believe in that it will work, we believe that it will work by the power of God, because we serve a living God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all. Yes. Ah, Bible said, with him all things are possible. We sing the God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Somebody, wherever you are, I want you to lift up a voice and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Hey, hey. May your name be glorified. Aye, 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 aye. I believe that your prayers have been answered, and you are just in a waiting time to receive that testimony. Aye, 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 oh. As I'm talking to you, somebody has been released. Somebody has been released. This morning is a communion service. I believe that you have your oil and your communion. If you can get a, you can't get a communion wine, any wine at all, but make sure it's not alcoholic. Make sure it's not alcoholic. Yes. Any wine at all, get a drink and get your oil beside you. Because the year 2024 is a year whereby you are going to walk with God. And I tell you, we are not saying that, oh, it's my year of fruitfulness, it's my year of that. No, this is not what God has given to us. Maybe those people God has given unto them, what God said I should give to you as your prophet, as your apostle, as your pastor, this is what I'm giving to you. It says 2024 is a walk with God. Let's imagine you are walking with God. What do you lack? What will you lack? What will you lack? Yes. Da 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 da. Aye, aye, oh, aye. O se adi nyanya mino no. O bantamba nyanya mino no. O no na chimi adi nina yo. O di muti no swa. Ande unyamoda. O se adi nyanya mino no. Nyanya no. Aye, 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 mebaundi, mebaundi. I want you to lift up your voice at this point of time and say, Lord, I appreciate you be with me. Mebaundi, at your mind. I'm a sinner, I'll be one say. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, lift up your voice. If you can sing with me, let's sing together. Aye, 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 oh. Ah, ah. If today is your first time joining this life, if today is your first time, kindly follow me. And please share my contact. My secretary is there. And the team I'm working with is also there. Yes, we work together. Share my contact, all of you. Share my contact. As you know, today is a communion and anointing service. You are going to anoint yourself wherever you are. And you are going to have a communion with God. I said, this year, 2024 is a walk with God. It's a walk with God. You are going to walk with God. Some of you, you are going to turn into a spiritual man. Sometimes you will say certain things and it will come to pass. And you ask yourself, hey, am I the same person? You will make certain declarations. Your life in the Lord and in the spiritual realm will change. People will even call you that you are a prophet and a pastor. My God, see, you will make certain declarations. Your family will come out of that pit because of the word you speak into them. Yes, some of you, your word become powerful that when you don't speak, the problem will not solve. I tell you, some of you, you will be needed in such that they want to hear you. They know that the moment this person, this lady gets there, let's listen to what she also has to say. My God, that is how God is going to make you. In the realms of the spirit, you'll be commanding things because you are working with the commander. The Bible said he created the heavens and the earth and gave man dominion. Receive dominion now. Receive power. I said this year is a power struggle. That is why you need to work with God. Listen carefully. You may not understand. These are the things that God is dealing with. See, this year is a power struggle. It's a power struggle. It's a power struggle. If today is your first time, please follow me. Follow me quickly. And I want you to be part of the family. We have there's a group for this life, Faith Assembly. And we are going to add you to it. And don't forget, for Monday, which is tomorrow, we are starting our 21 days fasting and prayer. You don't need to wait for anything. Yes, begin now, spiritual movement. 21 days we are starting. I know a lot of people are doing it in their church. Yes, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. I want you to be part of the group so that you can follow the prayer points. God has given me directives, and I'm working with this year. Yes. And I believe that God has a reason why you have found yourself in this place. Yes, God has a reason why you have found yourself at this time on this life. God has a reason for that. So, beloved, wherever you have found yourself, God is calling on you. From tomorrow, Monday, we are starting our 21 days. Please share my number. I want everybody to be in the group so that you can follow the prayer pattern. The prayer points. We'll be meeting on Saturdays and Sunday 4 a.m. But we need to follow the prayer points. Some of you, the Lord will reveal certain things, and I'm going to direct you what to do. If I have to call you personally, I'm going to do that. Yes. So WhatsApp me, and I'm going to add you to the group. I'm going to add you to the group. Yes. God bless you for doing that. Thank you, Jesus. You know, what do you see? I am asking you a question. Today, people are going to share testimony. If you have a testimony you want to share with us, you can share it. I'm going to give some few time for people to share their testimonies. Yes, but the time is not up yet. So when the time is up, I will call in. Maybe you need a prayer request. I'm going to pray with you. But there's something we have to deal with it now. Yes, there's something we have to deal with it now. Now hear me, beloved. What do you see in this year? How do you see yourself? Some of you, you started the year and you didn't hear any good news. Didn't hear any good news. No good news. Some of you, you started the year and they called you that somebody is dead. Then you become saddened by the information that was sent to you. By the information. Somebody called you. The moment the person called you, you become saddened. But I'm here to tell you that what you see what the Lord is revealing unto you matters than anything. What the Lord is revealing unto you. The Lord asked Jeremiah. The Lord asked Jeremiah. Jeremiah, what do you see? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am asking you also, what do you also see? The Lord asked Jeremiah, Jeremiah, what do you see? And Jeremiah said, I see an almond tree. That is Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11. I see an almond tree. And the Lord said to him, you have seen well. You have seen well. This morning I'm asking you, how do you see this year? What are your projections for the year? You know, most of the times, we don't project anything for the year. Now, listen to me. Psalm 37 says, commit your ways to the Lord. Commit your ways to the Lord. So, which means that whatever that you want to do this year, it is a vision God has given unto you. Now, for the vision to manifest, because when you read Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2 to 3, it said that write this down. Write this down. For the vision is for an appointed time. Write it down. Maybe this year you want to marry. Maybe this year you are looking for something. Write them down. Put it at a place. Write them down. It is a vision God has given to you. Yesterday I said something. I said God gives visions in three forms. The vision of the mind, the vision you have when you are dreaming, and the vision that comes in trance and revelations as a prophet. Joseph was a dreamer. Joseph was a dreamer. He can see. And you know, our mind sees. That is our faith. Our mind is our faith. Yes. Our mind is our faith. That is why it is very, very important, the things you store in your mind. That is why it is very, very important to reject any negative thing that will enter into your spirit and in your mind. The moment it gets into your mind, it begins to worry you. Beloved, this year, I want you to reject anything the devil wants you to see. If the devil wants to see failure, see success. If the devil wants you to see poverty, see wealth. If the devil wants you to see barrenness, singleness. If the devil wants you to see joblessness, see, as for me, I am not part of what you are saying. I belong to a different family. I reject it. That is not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, I am walking with God, the creator of heaven and earth, and with him all things are possible. Rato shatikata. Spirit of God. Jesus. Hello. God is speaking to somebody right now. God is telling me. I said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again. There's somebody here. It's a woman. You have a court issue. You have a court issue. I'm saying it again. You have a court issue. There's a legal battle you are battling with. I'm saying it again. A legal battle. A legal battle. Your personal legal battle. personal legal battle. Liparados. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, yeah, oh, the Spirit of God is here. The power of God is at where you are. It's transforming your mind. And it's transforming the situation. See, if last year you were not able to achieve what you want to achieve, the things you decide to receive, God is giving it to you right now in the name of Jesus. He said, my son, my daughter, write it down. For the vision is for the waited time. Do it will tarry. It shall surely come to pass. I prophesy into your life that this year you will have a bigger testimony. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If today's your first time on this life, I welcome you. I see one guy on God MC. May the Lord deliver you from accident in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have a great destiny. You have a very great destiny. You have a very great destiny. Kabado shadi kadabadada. Kindly share my number. Kindly share my number. And don't forget, tomorrow we are starting our 21 days. From Monday, 21 days. Fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. And the team for this prayer, for this journey is, let your presence lead me. Let your presence lead me. Let your presence lead me. Kabadada. Let your presence lead me. Let your presence lead me. Please get your oil and get your communion wine beside you. Get your oil and get your communion wine beside you. Wow. You had a dream. Okay, let me speak to you quickly. My God. Let me speak to you quickly, then we'll continue. Thank you, Jesus. On God, MC, how are you doing, sir?
Papa, I'm good.
All right. It's a lady. Wow. 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 Where are you speaking from?
Dubai.
Dubai. The Lord said I should cancel accident out of your life. And you just confirmed that you had a dream. Please tell me about it quickly.
Okay. This and they dawned around 3 something mm-hmm. when I was sleeping. It seems I was sleeping beside a lorry, so my bag was there, and a little boy came that this place you have put your bag is not safe, somebody will take it up. Mm-hmm. So a moment I stood up, I saw one guy coming. Quickly picked the bag. I said, give me my bag. He said no. So one man was passing. I said, this boy wants to take off my bag. And the man came and struggled with him, and I took my bag off. Mm. So there was that was chocolate and some money. I said, you were supposed to take this chocolate and money, but I won't allow you to take it. I will put this chocolate in the lorry and you are going to die. Mm. So he started following me when I was running to put the chocolate in the middle of the road. So I just wake up. I couldn't continue with the dream again.
See, you have a great destiny in the Lord. That's what the Lord said to me. That as you cancel accident out of your life.
Okay, Papa.
You, for an accident, Cappadocia, may the Lord deliver you from it in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
Upon your life, that every agreement in the realms of the Spirit, to put sadness into your life. I counsel it out of your life in the name of Jesus. May the presence of the Lord overshadow you in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God locate you. May the angels of the Lord protect you and lead you. From today, your life is covered in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Kindly take my number. We'll add you to the group. And whatever it is, we can communicate after the service. Maradoshe kadekadabadoshe. Please get your anointing oil beside you. If you don't have an anointing oil and the time, because of the time, get water. Get water beside you. Yes. Get water. If you don't have anointing oil, but please, if you have anointing oil, go for anointing oil. Don't go for water. Now, I believe your communion wine is ready. If you don't have communion wine, get a drink. A drink, but not any alcoholic drink. Get a drink. Yes. Get a drink. And now, let me tell you something. Bible says it. In Joel chapter 2, is a popular scripture that I've been reading most of the time. I want to open your eyes on this very quickly. Now, as I said, there are visions. And when God wants to reveal visions, when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 5, he says that we demolish every argument and every pretension that sets itself above the knowledge of God. Listen to me. Listen carefully. He says, we demolish argument and every pretension that sets itself above the knowledge of God. So you will ask yourself, what is the knowledge of God concerning your life? Now, when you go into the scripture, it says, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health. Listen carefully. So, you being in bad health is not the purpose of God in your life. Listen carefully. You not prospering is not the purpose of God in your life. God. One thing, the reason why most often we give glory to God, because we believe that God knows everything. And even in the bad situation, he can turn things around. Because when you read Genesis chapter 50 verse 20. Yes, if I'm right. Bible said, and Joseph said, you wish evil for me, you plan evil for me, but the Lord turned it into good. So no matter what happened, we believe, that is why we give glory to God, that no matter the situation, God will turn into good. So as for God, when the devil passes here with you, or maybe the devil confuses you, you know, sometimes, instead of us to commit our ways to the Lord, we turn up to the lust of the flesh. To the lust of the flesh, and then we end up obeying the devil. Instead of you to pray, you are not being able to pray, and you say you are tired. Then TV will rather take your time. Unnecessary things will take your time. But when it is time for you to pray, you feel very weak. You feel very sad. You can, some of us can speak on the phone the whole night and we are not tired. So the time for you to pray, you'll be on the phone, you will not feel sleepy. But when it is time for you to pray, you feel weakness, you feel tiredness. Then that is the point of the devil to come into it and then begin to lure you away. So then you find yourself in the place. You find yourself in the place and the devil then captures us. You see how it works. But in all these things, God comes into it and changes the situation. And changes the situation. So now, it says, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health. So the wish and the purpose of God for you is that you will prosper. When you read Romans 8:18, my people, please push the scripture there for me. Romans 8:18, it says that our present suffering cannot be compared. What you are going through today, it could be everybody and each all their own challenge. Yes, your challenge can be different. We can have the same marital problem, but every marriage problem is different. That is why, as I studied marriage counseling, I realized that every problem is different. Every problem is different. You don't sometimes use certain experiences to solve certain problems. Listen to the people and search into it, because if you're having marriage problem, it could be that your marriage problem is financial problem. It could be that your marriage problem is a sexual problem. It could be that your marriage problem is childbearing problem. Maybe it could be even food problem, food crap. Couples fight over it. I don't like this food and that food. Your marriage problem can be character problem. So if somebody says I'm having marriage problem, it differs. Now hear me. It differs. So as we are all here, we all have different problems. No matter your problem and the struggle you are going through, God has sent me to tell you that your present suffering, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. God bless you, Ruth. God bless you so much. My team, you are doing well. Today, I have not seen Atu around. I have not seen Brashami around. Somebody should call them and tell them they should join the service now. God bless you. Listen to me. Your present suffering, the corner the devil has put in you. I want you to see the bigger picture. Because the scripture is telling you to see with your mind that the present suffering, what you are seeing now, cannot be compared to the glory ahead of you. So the spirit of the Lord, the scripture is telling you that what do you see? Are you seeing the present to be the future? Or you are seeing the future to be different? So that is what I called the vision of the mind. The vision of the mind. So when you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 5. Rush, put it there for me. God bless you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 5. It says that we demolish argument. Argument is when God says, I want to do this for you. And the devil is also telling you, it is not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible. When God is speaking to you, another enemy being influenced by the devil. When God says this year, you are going to open your own shop. You are going to do your own business. And somebody is telling you, I did this business before and I failed. If you failed, does it mean we are all going to fail? Somebody died, so all of us are going to die? No. No. If you are allergic to that food, that doesn't mean that I am allergic to that food. Yes. What killed my father cannot kill me. I refuse it. What killed my mother cannot kill me. What destroyed my mother's marriage? What destroyed me? What destroyed my parents cannot destroy me. I am different. That is what the Lord is saying to you to decline to your life. Not what the devil is saying. Failure, you are going to fail. You are going to fail. Who told you so? Who told you you are going to fail? Who told you? I stand here as a prophet of God, and I declare upon your life, You will not fail. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are welcome. I love you all, and I want you all to be part of this family. Please don't forget, tomorrow, Monday, we are starting on the 8th. We are starting our 21 days fasting and prayer. Please make sure you are part of the group. Please share the number. Everybody should be part of the group. And every prophetic direction will be given. And we are meeting Saturdays and Sundays, 4 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays, 4 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays, 4 a.m. God bless you. Now, finally, the vision of the mind. The vision of the mind. So the moment God put a vision in your mind, the devil wants to take it away. Some of us, when we have dream, the devil will come and take it away. It's a vision God has given to you. Some of us will just be sleeping. I call it trance. You'll just be sitting down. You feel like you are sleeping. We call it trance. You fall into and then you come back again. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord transform your life. Whatever the devil is showing to you this year, I am saying, we serve a living God. Even when the thing, Jeremiah chapter 18, Bible said, and the Lord sent Jeremiah to the potter's house, and the potter was molding the clay, and the clay splitted. And Bible said, the potter molded the clay with to a different thing. It doesn't matter how your life has become. It doesn't matter your age. God can mold you. This year is your year. I said, this year is a good year, but it's going to be power struggle, especially in Ghana, because it's an election year. People are going to use children, going to use people's destinies for power. That is why it is very important when you are in Ghana. You have to pray. You have to pray. Yes, you have to pray. People will use people's destinies for power. But this year is a fruitful year. I pray for you that whatever your hand finds doing, do it and do it well, for the Lord is going to lift you. Make sure you get your communion wine and your oil. Make sure you get your communion wine and your oil. Make sure you get your communion wine and your oil beside you. If you don't have communion wine, just get any drink, but not alcoholic, as I've been saying. Yes, communion wine and your oil beside you. We thank the Lord. If today is your first time on this life, kindly follow me, and please, they will share my number, and you will be part of the family faith assembly. You see, we move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith, because we have Jesus Christ, and we are born for a purpose. We have Jesus Christ. I move by faith, I take by faith, and I do by faith, because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. Beloved, I thank God for your life now. I declare upon your life. I declare upon your life that you will not fail. Because of you, your generation will mention your name. Because of you, that curse upon the family will be broken. Because of you, you will change that narrative. You will change that narrative. I say, you will change that narrative. You will change that narrative. Ha! Ah, you will change that narrative. You will change that narrative. You are changing it now. Ha! Ah, what do you see? Now I want you to project the year. What do you see now? Whatever you see in your spirit that this year is going to bring unto you, I want you to focus your eyes, your spirit on it right now. And begin to declare it. 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 Begin to declare it now. Begin to declare it now. Begin to declare it now. Whatever you see your spirit getting this year, begin to declare it now. Begin to declare it now. Declare it out of your spirit and receive it. And receive it. And receive it. Grab it in the realms of the spirit. Grab it. Grab it. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 11. What do you see? He said, Jeremiah, what do you see? What do you see? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11. He said, the word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree. I replied. Verse number 12 is very powerful. Verse 12 is very powerful. He said, the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly. For I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. May the word of the Lord be fulfilled in your life. Ah, may the word of the Lord be fulfilled in your life. May the word of the Lord be fulfilled in your life. May the word of the Lord be fulfilled in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now make projections now. Make projections for the year. Make projections for the year. Declare into the year whatever you see within your spirit that this year will bring unto you. Declare it now. Declare it now. Declare it now. You have 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes. Declare it now. Then we'll enter into the anointing service. And today, if you have testimonies, you can share it. Declare into the year. Declare into the year. Whatever your spirit sees that you are going to receive in this year, receive it. Now, declare it. Declare, I receive my visa. I receive my visa. I receive my traveling visa. I receive it. I receive it. I receive my marriage. My marriage. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. I receive that car. I receive that car that I'm waiting for. I receive that house. That land belongs to me. I receive it. I receive that child. If you are looking for a child, receive it now. Katara kato shakadi ataba. Repara bata do shakadi atatada. I receive it. I receive it now. I receive. Receive it. That breakthrough. That breakthrough. That breakthrough. That breakthrough. That breakthrough. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, get your anointing oil and get your wine. After the wine and anointing oil, there's going to be a prophetic session, and the Lord is going to move mightily. Mightily. Oh my God. The Lord is going to move in some people's life right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get your communion wine. I said, if you don't have a communion wine, get any drink around you. If you have your children around you, share with them. Let them be part of it. Anybody that... is attached to your life, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Bible says in Luke chapter 22, and Bible said, he lifted the cup and he said, this is my blood. Take it. You know, most of times, people do not understand communion. I once went for an evangelism and I met a woman and I said, do you take communion? She said, no. And I asked why. And she said, in our church, if you are staying with a man who has not done the necessary rites for you, you cannot take communion. I think those of us in other churches understand what I'm talking about. But you see, all this thing is being done for us not to be doing certain things. But the actual fact is that the only law that guides communion is faith and love. When you read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that talks about Apostle Paul talking about communion. And he said, you know, one day I have to talk about it. I'll find time and talk about it. But today we are just sharing the communion, taking the communion. Whether you have it or you don't have it, just be part of it. I'll find time and I'm going to talk about the communion. Why you need to have a communion with God and the communion. It says, do this remembrance of me. So anytime you do it, you remember when he died for you to live. Remember when he died for your sin. Remember when he took away your pain. Remember when he took away the struggles. You remember when. So then you begin to manifest it. You begin to manifest it. You begin to manifest it. So we are taking this communion in the name of God the Father. I believe you have it. Please, if you have it, I believe you are ready. Are you ready? Lift the communion, pour it in the place that you can take it, and lift it up. Bible says he lifted the cup and he gave thanks. And he said, this is my blood. I am here to tell you, nothing stops you from having a relationship with God. He said, this is a covenant. So nothing stops you. Even sin cannot stop you from having a covenant with God or with Jesus. Even sin. If sin was not able to stop God for giving us his own begotten son, which is himself, then sin cannot stop you from having going to him. I am going deeper. I must slow down. Even sin cannot stop you from having a relationship with God and a covenant with him. Even sin cannot stop you. Now lift it up and declare after me. Say, oh Lord, as I remember this day and as I take this communion, I want you to pray on the communion quickly. Pray on it. Declare some things on it. Whatever you want the Lord to do for you as you take on this communion. If there's any infirmity, there's any bitterness, there's any pain, there's any struggle in your system, you are having the blood of Jesus. May you be renewed. May you be renewed. Some of you, the communion will take you out of certain things that you are doing. It will take you from certain things. So now, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Pray. Pray on it now. Pray on it. Pray on it now. What are you saying to the Lord? What are you saying to the Lord? 30 seconds. Command that may this renew you. Renew your strength for the year. Renew your strength for the year. May this renew your strength for the year. May this renew your strength for the year. renew your strength for the year. Bible said, by his stripes we are healed. If there's any sickness inside your system, somebody will receive healing. Somebody will receive deliverance. In the name of Jesus. 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 Now, say this after me. Say this after me. Say, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as I lift up this wine, oh Lord, turn it into your blood. Turn it into your blood. Turn it into your blood. May it renew my strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it renew my strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, you can take the communion as you declare upon your life. You can take the communion. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm also taking mine. You can take yours. If you have your children around you, you can share with them. You can share with them. Now, pick up your oil quickly. Lift the oil. Our time is fast, but we have just few time to end this life. Yes. Pick up the oil and lift it up. Bible says the anointing breaks yoke. The anointing breaks yoke. The anointing breaks yoke. The anointing breaks yoke. As you are about to anoint yourself, every yoke upon your life will be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 As you're about anointing yourself, when the anointing touches, the Bible said, when David was anointed, before he was in the bush, the moment he was anointed, he landed up in the royal home. In the name of Jesus, may the anointing of God bring you from every struggle. May the anointing of God take you out of every plan of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you are anointing yourself. Now, anoint yourself. You can anoint your children. You can anoint your home. Anoint anything that matters to you now. Declare upon your life that as I anoint you, you work. Anything that has not worked in your life, you anoint it. In the name of Jesus, as I anoint myself, upliftment is coming into my life. As I anoint myself, I receive grace to do more. As I anoint myself, I receive grace. Anoint yourself, somebody, right now. Anoint yourself. Anoint yourself. Anoint yourself. Yes, anoint yourself now. Thank you, Jesus. Anoint. You can anoint your bed. You can anoint your room. You can anoint the things you use. If you are in the office, you can anoint the things you use there. Wherever you are, anoint that place. Anoint that place. Anoint the things you use. Anoint your life. If you have children, anoint them. Anoint them now. Yes, for the journey ahead. If you have children, especially children, I want you to anoint them, because children are a target for this year. Children, especially children. Yes, anoint them. If you have children around you, anoint them. Anoint them. Children are a target for this year. If you're in Ghana, children are a target. Yes, for this year. Anoint them. Anoint your keys, your office. Anoint the keys, your room. Anoint them. Anoint your house. Anoint your room. Anoint yourself. Kabadoshe. Let the Spirit of the Lord take place at where you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now I declare upon your life, the Lord, by this anointing, you have been lifted up in the name of Jesus. By this anointing, every yoke fighting you is broken in the name of Jesus. By the reason of the anointing, every power of darkness will not be able to stand you again. Any power from your mother's side, your father's side, any power at your office, any power that fights friends and family, any power against your friend that has risen up against you too, it will not be able to stand you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, any power against your business, against your marriage, any power against your joy, your happiness, any power in the realms of the spirit, as you anoint yourself, the Lord is uplifting you in the name of Jesus. The Lord is uplifting your business in the name of Jesus. The Lord is bringing peace into your life in the name of Jesus. It is going to work in the name of Jesus. It is working, cry. It is working, cry. Says here. Says here. In the name of Jesus. Somebody receive the Holy Ghost now. The anointing is uplifting somebody. You can feel something under your feet right now. You can feel something within your spirit right now. The Lord is touching you. God is touching you right now. You can feel something in your head. You can feel, some of you can feel your heart. Your heart, your heart, your heart. You can feel it in your heart. You can feel something in your heart. Some of you, you can feel that something is moving in your tummy. Now, in the name of Jesus, I see somebody's knee is shaking. Somebody's knee is shaking. The anointing is taking over you now in the name of Jesus. I see somebody struggling with an issue. With that issue, you are not able to tell anybody is an issue with the organ. The Lord is bringing healing into your system now. Healing is touching you now. Now, issue that is difficult to discuss with people. Issue that is difficult to discuss with people, the Lord is delivering you out of it now. In the name of Jesus, receive that healing. Receive that healing. Receive that healing. Receive that breakthrough now. In the name of Jesus. 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 May the presence of the Lord, may the presence of the Lord touch you now. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is bringing deliverance into your life, into the life of your family. I declare that your life will never be the same. In Jesus' mighty name. Prophetically, the one that I said that you have a court issue, a legal battling issue, personal legal battling, it could be a family thing or something like that, but I see that you are at the forefront and you have become a target. Now you have become a target. Please and take my number. Please share my number. Please share my number so that they can have it. Yes, the Lord is working here today. Can have it. Yes. Yes, I have some few minutes to go, and in the next 5 minutes I have to end, but I'm going to pick some few calls. Maybe you want to share a testimony with us. You can share the testimony. You have a testimony you want to share, or as a confirmation you want to share. Yes, a confirmation of the word of God in your life you want to share. Please call in quickly. I have limited time to go. Yes, I have limited time to go. I just have 5 minutes. I just have 5 minutes. And also, you can take my number. You can take my number, and then you can share with me what the Lord is doing in your life too. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, my secretary Elena is here.
my honorable madam, All Grace is here. Mimi is here. Mr. Che, God bless you so much. If today is your first time, please take my number so that from tomorrow, which is Monday, we are starting our 21 days. So please take my number so that we can add you to the group so that the prayer points and the prophetic sessions that will be happening there, you can also follow. And I want you to be part of the family. This is Faith Assembly. We move by faith. We take by faith. We do by faith. Because we have Jesus Christ. And we are born for a purpose. Because we have Jesus Christ and we are born for a purpose. Anytime we come here, these are our prophetic declarations we make. So learn it. Faith Assembly. We move by faith. We take by faith. And we do by faith. Because we have Jesus Christ and we are born for a purpose. Beloved, I want to tell you, you are born for a purpose. The Lord eye is on you. This year, you are walking with God. This year is our year of walking with God. Our year to walk with God. Our year to walk with God. Now, the theme for the fasting and prayer is, let your presence lead me. Let your presence lead me. The flyer will be shared on in the group. The flyer will be shared in the group. And also we'll be having everyday prayer points. Everyday prayer points that will be for. So please take my number. Take my number. When you WhatsApp me with your name on Podbean. And your name, Makasakasa, to add your name, Makasakasa, to it. Yes, I know some people have strange names here. Powerful names. God bless you so much. I believe that God is taking you from grace to grace. May the Lord be with you. Does anybody has something to share with us? If you have something to share with us, you can call in. You can call. If not so, then I have to end and pray for everyone. Now, I pray for you. I pray for you, Mami Akosia. I pray for you. That call. Mami Akosha, are you married? Kabadosha. Thank you, Jesus. Maradoshe Kadaba. Papaya, I pray for grace for you. I pray for grace for you. Lady Blessing, I pray for financial door opening. Financial door opening. I pray for you. In that rose, I pray, as I told you, God has opened the door of victory for this year for you. Ha. Kabado Shataniata Brandi. Oklu Lucy, may the Lord uplift you and put a smile in your mouth. Very soon you will see the Lord has done it. Justina, God bless you. May the Lord be with you. Mary, God bless you for joining. Please follow me. If today is your first time, I pray for you that the Lord will give you grace. Mary, may God give you grace. There's something you want to do, it has become difficult for you. I pray that God will give you grace. Something you want to do, it has become difficult for you. May God give you grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you. When I look at your name, what the Lord speaks to me is what I tell you. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I pray for everybody here. May the Spirit of the Lord be with everyone. And may the presence of the Lord overshadow your life. You will not die, but you will live and declare the words of the Lord. May you be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, please listen to this announcement. For Monday, we are starting our 21 days fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. And two, we meet here every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday in Ghana, it could be Friday in another place. Every Saturday, 4 a.m. and Sunday, 4 a.m. I love you being part of the family, and God bless you so much. Don't miss out. Please take the number and WhatsApp me so that we can add you to the group. We are starting our fasting. I'll meet everybody next week, Saturday, next week, Sunday. God bless you. And make sure next week you will come to share your testimony. God bless you so much. Have a good day and have a good year. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.